This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this podcast is brought to you by Media Angels Publishing. Visit mediaangels.com for novels, science unit studies, history classes, science classes, and so much more. And that's mediaangels.com. And also, be sure to visit our show page that is on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. This podcast is titled Parties with Kids, so look for the title that says Parties with Kids, and you'll be able to find all the show notes and information that will help you along with this audio. And one of the great things about the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, where this podcast resides, is that there is a great search feature. So if you're looking for a specific topic or show, you can search for this on the ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com. Be sure to opt in to the e-zine for free full-length seminars as well as gifts all year round. And you'll be sure to enjoy that. And you can sign up for our e-zine again on that website. Hey, well, let's get started. So today I want to focus on the holidays or any special occasion that you are hosting or attending with your kids. You know, you are either delighted when an invitation to a party says bring the kids or upset because you'd like to leave them home. And I'm guessing that 99.9% of you or the listeners to this broadcast are happy to have their children attend with them. You know, there are several safeguards you can put in place to ensure that everyone has a great time. I remember one time I was a speaker at a homeschool conference, and they decided that first year that they were not going to allow children into the vendors hall, and everybody was just up in arms. Some people were happy about it, but most of the people were upset because the children like to pick out books and visit, you know, the game tables and so forth. Well, unfortunately, one of the reasons that that happened was because of kids running around, touching things, breaking things, and, you know, knocking people over. And of course, that is the minority, not the majority of kids. So the following year and in subsequent years, they set up specific times where there would be shopping that would allow kids. So I don't know if they've continued that practice, but I know it was very controversial. So if you learn some of the things in this podcast or can implement them, you know, you probably could teach me a lot of things about having kids behave or having parties with kids. But, you know, this is an ongoing discussion that I have with my daughter, and she has some little ones, and it's always fun to hear her side of it and, you know, to give me some tips. So, of course, this audio resides on a post on a website, so you are welcome to comment and give me some of your input and suggestions. And like I said, I always love to learn from you. So first I'm going to discuss attending an event with your children, and then I'm going to discuss hosting an event and inviting families that have children. So let's start with attending. You know, I believe that there are rules, and rules are important. Of course, it is, you know, the letter of the law is not to confuse or stifle anyone. You know, take any of this information with a grain of salt. If you're not a big rules person, then you're probably not going to like this audio. But I think it's really important to give kids boundaries. I think that many times kids misbehave because they don't know what's required of them. And if they know what you expect, they're going to be, you know, really happy and willing to cooperate. When children are excited, they're exuberant. Let's face it. They yell, they jump up and down, they run, and they want to touch everything. And that's normal, right? And this is where a few rules are important, because you can help your kids have some boundaries. So limit the number of rules. You know, you may want to use fewer rules the smaller they are, because they're not going to get any of them, or, you know, all of them. I was recounting with my daughter that I was going to be doing this seminar, and I asked her if she remembered walking into boutiques or smaller stores with her hands behind her back. And she was telling me, you know, the time she did remember. And, you know, and I said, well, it came about because my kids weren't big touchers of things, because I said, you know, they're, we can go to a hands-on museum, and there are places when we can touch something, but there are certain places where we can't. So I would just say, okay, we're going to be walking into a store, just put your hands behind your back. And I'm not talking about walking all the way through the grocery store, some huge department store, but I'm talking about places where you normally are not going to bring kids, because you're afraid they're going to knock something over and break it, and then you're going to have to pay for it. But my kids would walk in and, you know, and just kind of clasp their hands lightly behind their backs. And then if they wanted to see something or touch something, they would ask me, and you know, we would talk about it. And she does remember doing that. And she said, you know, she has used that technique with her kids at certain times. And it just makes for a more pleasant experience, because when we would go into the hands-on museums where the kids could touch everything, they were so thrilled to be able to have that opportunity. Okay, so here's my short list of the rules that I would go over. So let's say I'm going to be going to a party and I have the kids gathered, and I say, okay, well, we're going to be attending a party, and here are some things that I'm expecting, and if you have any questions, just ask me. So the first is no running indoors, even if your friends are running, because you may hurt somebody older or knock something down. Does anybody have any questions? And then you would discuss that. And, you know, I make it a firm rule, and then I'll say, you know, if you're not doing what mom wants, what's going to happen? And they should be able to tell me that I'm going to ask them to sit with me. So I'll go over that again in a little bit. So the second thing would be, do not touch anything unless you're invited to. For example, if you're offered a drink or something to eat. Number three is decorations are to look at. I'll be happy to walk over with you and see a tree or the balloon or whatever it is you want to see. And this is going to be so much fun, isn't it? But I would rather you ask mom before you touch something again, unless someone hands you a balloon or says, you know, an adult says, you know, this is for you. All right. So number four, when I call you by name, please answer me and come. You can practice this when they're 1.5 or 2 years old, and by now it should be routine. If you have not practiced this with your children, now is a good time to begin. We laugh at my daughter a little bit, with her. Okay. Not at her, but, right now Benjamin is, you know, 2. And so she will practice when she gets to my house, because I have a large house and there's so many fun things at grandma's house. So when she comes over, she'll say, Benjamin, mommy's going to practice calling you. Okay. And when I call you, you come. So she'll say, you know, walk over to the table, and he'll walk over to the table, and she'll go, Benny, come mama. And we hear that a lot during the course of their stay at our house when they're visiting. And she'll do that when he's doing something he shouldn't do. Like, for example, climb up the stairs when he needs to be downstairs because the older kids are playing a game. And if Benjamin goes up there, he doesn't have enough self-control to keep his hands off of the game pieces. So he has to stay downstairs with us. And I do have a gate that I put up from time to time, you know, and she works with him. And sometimes we don't put the gate up so she can practice that with him. So after she leaves, sometimes the kids are still saying, you know, Benny, come to mama, because it is cute and it is funny. So, okay. So number five, You can say to your child, I'll be with you at the beginning of the party so we can see the decorations, get something to eat, and so you can see your friends. And if you think you can follow the rules, I'll be happy to allow you to play with your friends on your own. But understand I'm going to be nearby. And if I feel like you're not behaving as a good guest should, you will need to sit with me and the other adults. So you're giving them some firm boundaries. You can say, and you can change this depending on your children. You know, if you've practiced this type of thing with them, you don't have to do it every party. I would still go over some of the rules in the car on the way there. If you're expecting this behavior and it doesn't normally happen, then I would not practice it in the car. I would make sure you have a face-to-face so that you can have some time to discuss and talk about it. And also, you can practice some things at home, you know, where you're serving dessert or you have some things out so that the kids understand their boundaries. And you can, you know, again, add or change the list. Some kids, as they get older, like to tease others. And while it might be acceptable in your family, if you have a family of practical jokers, this really should not be allowed at a gathering. And I'm mentioning this because I have one son that comes to mind as I share this teaching. And I had to be sure he understood that he could not float a grape in someone's drink or pretend to bend a spoon or some of the other little antics that he likes to pull in someone else's home, especially when they were invited or guests at a party. So some of you may think, oh my gosh, you know, what's wrong with her? There's so many rules. I just can't do this, you know. Just let me say it's a work in progress. We've had parties where kids didn't know their boundaries and they would wreak havoc. They were not invited the next time. I was at a party with, and here's no lie, some examples. A child walked up to a birthday cake and stuck his finger in the icing around the edge to lick off some. You know, this may be acceptable at home because maybe dad does it. And yes, I'm speaking from experience here, but you know, my father-in-law also loves to come over and pull that stunt at our house and family gatherings. But I had to explain to my children that this is not acceptable at a friend's party. Thank you, Jesus, that I was nearby and caught my son before he did this. Because, of course, I recounted the story again to Dad and Grandpa, who, of course, thought it was hysterical. I didn't quite think it was so funny. Who really wants to eat a cake where some other kid has, you know, licked the icing around the edges? Another is, you know, kids who run through the house. And, of course, they're excited and they're happy to be there, but they can knock over a guest. At our home, a lot of times at family gatherings, we have elderly parents that are here in their 80s. And so if the kids are running around, they can easily knock over great-grandma or grandpa. So, you know, we ask the children not to run indoors. I've seen drink tables knocked over. I've seen people fall in the pool, not at my house, but at other parties I've attended. Thank you, Lord, not at my house. So you want to, you know, be careful. These things don't just happen in the movie. They happen in real life. So you want to set a tone where the kids can have fun. The kids can have fun as well as the parents. Now, you can't prepare for every little thing, which is why your job as the parent is to monitor the event. And I know it's not fun to go to a party. One of my friends, Deb Jones, is hysterical. She should really be a one-woman comedy show. But she can do this like whiny voice, and she sounds just like one of the little kids complaining. And she'll do this whole thing about, you know, I'm the mom and I have to go to the park, and all I get to do is push my kid on a swing, and I don't even get to talk to the other parents because I've got my other little one that I'm holding on my hip, and I'm trying to keep, you know, the four-year-old from eating, you know, dirt or throwing dirt or whatever. But she goes into this whole routine, and you know, and that came from someone saying to her, you know, hey, we haven't seen you at the park, and why don't you come? And, you know, so she went through this whole thing. And yeah, you know, it's not fun for you to go to a party if you're having to watch your kids all the time. But believe me, by training them younger and then doing some remediation older, you can all go relax and have a good time. And, you know, I'd like to caution you, the parties or the park or things like that are, you know, sometimes we feel like, well, there isn't any time for mom. But there are some times, you know, that are just specifically for the kids. So if you're taking your child to a kid's party, realize that. And I didn't start leaving my kids until they were quite a bit older. And I always, you know, volunteered to help or do something there while the party was going on. But one of the things we did, and this is what the young adults do that have kids that come to my parties, and it works really well, is they buddy up with their husband and they take turns monitoring the kids while the other person chats with the adults and, you know, maybe holds the baby. So that works out well. Or you buddy up with a friend. You make sure that each of your children understands that if another adult instructs or directs them, the proper response is, you know, is not, you're not my mother, you're not my mommy, you can't tell me what to do. But their proper response is, I'm sorry, or yes, please, or no, thank you. And they should know to come to you with any concerns. So, you know, explain that. And then the third thing is never leave your children with someone you don't know. I'm sad to say, you know, this is a time when predators are on the loose. You can't know everybody that's at a party, especially if you're at a friend's party and they've invited other people. And, you know, when parents are preoccupied, you know, things happen. So just be, you know, cautious. That's pretty much all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to dwell on it. But I was always very vigilant with my children, and, you know, praise God, you know, it was a good thing. But, you know, this is a time, parties and get-togethers are a time of these wonderful occasions that can happen and great memories are made for all. So you want to keep it as wonderful as you can. So to recap, you know, be sure your child understands what is expected by way of behavior before you leave to attend a party or go to the store or, you know, go to a holiday outing. And as you continue to train your children, you can ask them to tell you at some point what you expect, and they will. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to follow your instructions perfectly. However, it is a start. And as a side note, if your child is sick, you really should consider staying home. You know, I can't believe I'm even mentioning that on an audio, but I cannot tell you the number of parents that will bring their kids who are deathly sick or have a fever, and they'll say, oh, my child was looking forward to this party and I just couldn't disappoint them. And it's like, what about everybody else who's going to get sick? You know, so, you know, really, you can make it up to them another time, do another special outing because they've missed the party. But, you know, really consider that and use your best judgment on that. And another is, if your child is hungry or tired, it's really hard for them to be on their best behavior. So, you know, a quick and healthy snack before you leave, or giving them, making sure they're hydrated, giving them enough water is advisable. You know, pack something for on the way just in case. You know, with a full stomach, that's going to cut back on overload on junk food at a party and so forth. Well, let's take a really short break here. And when we come back, we'll discuss hosting a party and inviting the kids. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I want to introduce you to my publishing company, Media Angels. I have a heart for homeschool families, and since 1994, I have poured my efforts into creating curriculum to support teaching science, especially from a creationist worldview to the homeschool community. My curriculum was selected by Kathy Duffy in her 101 Top Homeschool Picks. Another Labor of Love is a three-book novel series specifically for homeschoolers with a creation focus, the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that I co-authored with my daughter Christina. Media Angels represents uncompromising quality, not only with books, but with an online homeschool convention and this ultimate homeschool radio network with amazing show hosts. Along with books, Media Angels has produced an American history and an American government video series, as well as a family Bible study, Homeschooling with Proverbs. It has been my pleasure to mentor countless homeschool families and missionaries worldwide. I also enjoy mentoring aspiring authors with one-on-one coaching and the Information in a Nutshell series. If we haven't met, please reach out. I'd love to help you on your homeschooling journey, or if you have a book, help you getting that into print. I can be found on social media and look forward to meeting you. You can reach me at mediaangels.com. Thanks so much and hope to meet you soon. Hi everyone, welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today we're talking about hosting parties with kids. Well, now it's your turn. You're putting on a party, you're decorating, you're planning the food and snacks, you're taking care of all the details on your list. And so you're ready to have a great party and you are going to be prepared for these little ones that are coming. And by little ones, I mean, you know, 2 to 12, because usually the teens are pretty good. I prepare a special table for the little kids, and it's about kid height, and I have adjustable legs on the chair so that can be moved up and down. I've used everything from a coffee table. It's an outdoor little table from my porch as a makeshift bench that I put a, you know, towels over. Or we have some individual kid chairs that fold and stack out of the way. You know, kids aren't fussy about seating because I take care to decorate their table with fun little items. And depending on the holidays, and yes, they can touch these things. So, you know, it's going to be something that is not breakable. So the kids will be excited about where they're sitting and not have to worry about knocking over a vase of fresh flowers or whatever. Know what your objective is when the guests come in and what do you expect them to do. So do you expect them to start having a snack or moving into another part of the house? You know, I have an activity set up. So usually when people come into our house, I want them to move into another room. And we go to that room and I'll explain if they're new, where the restrooms are, you know, where the drinks and snacks are. And I will show the kids where they're going to sit. I have an activity set up for the children. This is in my house always because I have, you know, 6 grandchildren. One's a tiny little baby as of this recording. So I've left this out, but it looks nice. So I have a coffee table that's a glass and wood table, and underneath it there are 3 decorative boxes that are very strong boxes with lids. And in these boxes under my coffee table, there are toys. And I do change them from time to time. So we have some wood blocks, we have cars, we have plastic army guys, and so forth. Do all of the things stay in their specific box? No, it all gets jumbled together. But the kids have a great time dumping it all out and playing. You know, I've also seen the hosts that set up activities such as coloring pages or card games. So the kids are easy to watch at the beginning while they're getting, you know, acquainted and the adults are chatting. And for a party where the guests don't know each other well, having the kids decorate their name tags is really a fun activity, and then they can just stick on their name tags. And so that gives them a little bit of a chance to get to know each other when they're sitting there putting their names on their name tags and chatting. I have placed cards on the tables ahead of time, so I encourage people to find their seats. And of course, I label the cups. This year I used address labels on glasses for the adults with their names on it, so we weren't constantly looking for glasses. Or I remember one year I went through a huge stack of disposable cups because people can't find their cups. They all look the same, and they would just throw them away and get another one, even though we had Sharpies for them to write their names on their cups. And, it, you know, my kids were, you know, teasing me and going, "Mom, I can't believe you're putting these labels on your glasses." And I said, "Well, you know, it won't take long to take off." And it really didn't. You know, with some soapy water, they came right off. And then I could either, you know, put them on the dish towel or just stick them in the dishwasher. So that worked out really, really well for us this year. And I always use labels on the little kids' glasses. And a lot of times I'll buy a stack of the cheap washable plastic cups, and then the kids can take those home as party favors. My 2 oldest children have Christmas Eve birthdays. I know, right? Great timing. So every Christmas Eve, I had a huge party at my house that began at 10 and ended at 2, so everyone could leave and we attended a Christmas Eve service. So some of the people stayed and went to church with us, and others went on home. And it was mostly family, and every once in a while we would add friends to come to the party when they were really little. And I had all the food prepared ahead of time and everything set out before the guests arrived. And we had a traditional treasure hunt that I set up, and as well as a piñata that my sister-in-law made. So before we could embark on the treasure hunt, I would go over the rules with the children, and I made sure they understood that everyone got a prize at the end, but the challenge was finding the next clue and then finding ultimately the treasure. And it was a group event, and they were to stay together and so forth and so on. They had so much fun that I've even continued this with the grandkids when they come over for their birthdays. We'll hide a few of their presents, and they have to find them with the treasure hunt. So, you know, now we celebrate a special birthday brunch with my now adult daughter and her family and my adult son. And we still make it special, and of course, we've tweaked the events. As long as you clearly and lovingly spell out the rules, the children, for the most part, will follow them with gentle reminders if they don't. You know, I have a storage room that I turned into a kids' playroom for the grandchildren and other kids that come to visit. And I expect that the toys are going to be returned to their bins and everything is going to be put on the shelf because it's adults can't stand in this room. It's a little storage room that my husband put over the downstairs bathroom. And so I am not happy if I have to go in there and pick up and or make one of my teenagers do it. So we've just set down some rules for the kids. And if everything isn't picked up, the next time they come, they either have to put everything away and clean it up, or they aren't allowed to play up there if one of us has picked up. And this works really, really well. And everybody's really happy. So, you know, it doesn't mean because you have some rules in place that everybody's going to be miserable and panicking, you know, that they're not following it to the T. Because kids are kids. They are going to mess up. We have to realize that. We can't, you know, be overly upset or embarrassed. But we can prevent things from happening if we do a little foresight and planning. And if you are hosting a party, just make sure it's, and the kids are going to be there, that you have some kid-friendly areas. You know, we have to make sure that the kids are welcome and yet that they're not overpowering and knocking down the other adults. So we have to have a balance. So to recap, you know, have an idea of where you want people to go when they enter the house and what you expect the children to be doing. Make this clear to your guests and have someone like a teen who is assigned to do this and walk people through. Have an activity for the children if you'd like. They can be, this activity can take place where they're going to be eating or seated. And they can do some quiet activity before you get into some of the other things you're going to do. You can have card games, puzzles, coloring sheets, you know, decorate their name tag, you know, whatever to occupy their time. Be sure you explain any places that are off limits. For us, when there is a crowd, the upstairs storage/playroom is off limits unless an adult oversees the children, because my office is also upstairs. And one time they got into my office and got into one of the bank stamps, you know, that stamps the back of the check. I had stuff was stamped everywhere with that. And of course, it used up the ink. It's funny now. It wasn't so funny at the time. The kids can make a huge mess, and so we expect, you know, mom or dad or, you know, at least one, usually my son-in-law and my nephew get to come up here and monitor the kids, and then the moms can talk, and then they switch out. So make sure that they know that whatever they take out that they need to put away before they come down. Be sure to explain what foods are available and where the drinks are. You know, plastic lids are a given, and straws for little kids. That helps. Not always necessary, but that definitely helps. Have kid-friendly foods and disposable plates or unbreakable plates for the kids. Let the parents and the children know if the kids can help themselves to the buffet or whether the child must find a parent before heading in line if you're serving food that way. I've seen my grandkids with three rolls and butter on their plates and nothing else. So I station myself at the buffet and make some food suggestions for the kids as they're going through the line. And the good thing is my counter is pretty high. It's kind of out of reach for the kids, so they really have to ask, with what foods that they would like to have. And then keep the desserts covered or somewhere the kids can't reach them, and explain to the curious child what the items are and how fun it's going to be to have dessert time. You know, kids are curious, and looking at desserts is fine as long as little fingers stay out of the frosting. And that goes for my family, who will not be listening to this audio, but they're so funny, especially when it comes to sugary things and frosting. So, just some little hints and tips. I have been having parties for little ones for the 35 years I've been married. We've had a blast hosting events at our house, even back when I had a very small house and a very large yard. We would just move things out to the yard because there was no way I could seat everyone in our tiny house. And now we have a lot of room, and I try to keep as much as I can contained to our one big room, and then have some things available. Like now out in the porch, there is some games that we have found at a thrift store that are really fun little games for the kids to play. And so we set some things up there so that everyone isn't crowded into one space. And it helps to have some designated people. Like I have people that are designated to just make sure that the drinks and ice are replenished for our guests, and someone else who's helping to pick up crumbs. One thing I need to designate, which never happens, is someone to take pictures. I've seen people do that at parties, and I always feel so bad because we don't have any pictures, because I'm usually busy and I'm the one who likes to take pictures. So anyway, whatever you do, I pray that this has been a help to you and that you can implement some of these things. And remember, go to our website at Vintage Homeschool Moms and look at planning parties with children. Or, I never can remember exactly what I have called an audio. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Being real here. Parties with kids. That's what it is. And look for that post and go ahead and give me your advice and suggestions if you have some really good tips that can help all of us to plan and host parties and attend parties with our children and have a wonderful time. So again, listen to us on iTunes, find us under Vintage Homeschool Moms, give us a rating, leave some comments, and we appreciate you, our audience, and thank you so much. If you've enjoyed this show, I invite you to listen to some of the other shows on UltimateHomeschoolRadioNetwork.com. Until next time, God bless, thank you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.